Is this thing on? Now it's Kenneth Gueco. You're listening to Gyno. I'm thankful you're well. If you're tuning in for the first time today, Gyno is the Seneca word for music or song. I'm your host, Brett Mabee. And each week we take a listen to fantastic tunes from all across this great turtle island. Now, individually, my guests today have had tremendous success. Anishinaabe artists Adam Sturgeon and Daniel Monkman have been up to some great things. Sturgeon with his band Status Non-Status and Monkman with Zune. Now together, they're what I like to call a power duo in the indigenous music scene. They record as Ombigaze, and their new album is called Sewn Back Together. We're going to talk indigenous futurisms, how they got hooked up with Kevin Drew of the Broken Social Scene. He produced the album. They recorded at the Tragically Hips studio, The Bathhouse. So keep it tuned in. A great conversation ahead and a whole lot of great tunes. Kicking things off for our listening today is Ombigaze's Cherry Coke from Sewn Back Together. Asaranode nangeni gainote ya ara sing along. You're listening to Gyno. Cherry Coke from Ombigaze's Sewn Back Together. It was a track that came to me by way of the great Ansley Simpson. I had her on Gyno a few months back, and of course that's become a little bit of a regular feature where we have artists featuring the spotlight on other artists. So I'd like to welcome at this time Daniel Monkman and Adam Sturgeon, who are the backbone of Ombigaze. Good day to you, gentlemen. How are you today?
Nana Bazoo, Anin.
Yeah.
Bonjour.
Thank you so much for taking a little bit of time to talk with me about your separate, respective paths, and then, of course, how you came together and recorded Sewn Back Together as well. So we have a lot to cover today. I do want to try and, of course, give you both equal time to talk. So let's hop right into it with a few introductions. Adam, tell us a little bit about yourself, if you would.
Adam Neme, Indishnikas, Dishkantigun, Dawa, Potawatomi, anyone. My name's Adam Sturgeon. I live in London, Ontario, the other London, sometimes we say, but for us, we often refer to it as the river, Deshkantibi, which is the Antler River. And I play in my own project called Status Non-Status and Mbikaze.
Awesome. Daniel.
I'm Daniel Monkman from Broken Head Ojibwe Nation in Manitoba, just in the center of Canada. And my solo project is Zoom. And my spirit name is Zoom Godiaman, which is also my artist name, but we just shorten it to Zoom.
Okay. So I was going to ask you a little bit about where that came from, because it was my understanding there was a connection there as well. And well, once again, gentlemen, welcome to Gyno. Thank you so much. What a fantastic album. And I do want to talk more specifics on how you came to record at the Tragically Hip studio and working with Kevin Drew. And we can get into that before our time is up. But kind of going back to the introductions, you know, one of the obstacles I think that Indigenous artists have right now is the border. And you guys have a scene going on up there. There's somewhat of a scene going on down here, but sometimes those lines of communication still don't cross like we would like them to do. So, Adam, you're kind of going back to some of your solo projects, Status, Non-Status. How was it that you got into music and started on your career?
Well, I've always been into music, but my family background and upbringing is really in hockey. So my dad and I both have a history of being professional hockey players, and we have some ancestors that were also professional football players. So there's an athletic background, but in my spare time growing up, it was always just about kind of coming out of that high-intensity, high-impact world, and music really offered me a lot of that calm that I needed for all that prep work and dedication that it took. And eventually over time, I just sort of transferred that that dedication into the music after I became hurt. And and then it also really helped me explore and learn a lot more about my culture and language. And when I first started doing it, I didn't realize that there were maybe other people doing it, or I was just looking to do that reconnective work in a good way. And slowly over the years, the scene has built up, and I was fortunate enough to meet Daniel. And, now it seems like there's a little bit of a platform for our voices. So we're doing our best up here in Canada, I guess, now to represent ourselves.
Most definitely. It's my understanding that you've never really shied away from telling some of the uncomfortable stories in our history that sometimes, you know, they stir up some emotions, but you're finding that this is necessary in the healing work too.
Well, you know, I think in many ways, because of our culture or the colonization and assimilation process, we feel that intense responsibility and all that weight of our ancestry. And my own family name, Sturgeon, is a teaching. It represents this ancient fish that tells us we need to know and understand who we are and what our roots are. And so I've done that work, and my family has always been really aware of the residential school system and the ongoing genocides, cultural or otherwise, that go on. And so I've always used that music as that sort of intense release and try to put it all out there so that I can heal. And I know that Daniel and I have both connected on that part of ourselves. And he always says, like, it's hard to lift heavy things on your own. So with this new project, we've been able to kind of create this really positive environment for ourselves.
It ends up being a little bit of a call, too, to others to help ease that burden as well.
Totally. I suppose, I think I think so, for sure. You know, if people can hear and see themselves represented, then maybe they will also walk through those doors. So that's part of what we're trying to do as well, is to share the truth of our stories and not sugarcoat it, or not try to be something that we're not exactly, you know, just, really speaking from the heart. And I think that connects with people sometimes.
Well, that authenticity really shows in your lyrical content and in the way in which you both carry yourselves as well. And Daniel, I was wondering if you would oblige as well and tell listeners out there a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I'm just like Adam. We've been putting out music for a while. And but back in the day, it felt like no one really was paying attention. Had a whole lot of attention to Indigenous stories, or there wasn't very much support. And growing up in Winnipeg, it was hard for me to get a band together and play, because RCMP would spread propaganda and make and say that Indigenous people had dangerous lifestyles, and so there was a whole like feeling of like not being able to have like an Indigenous group. So I always had like basically like white people in my group, which was fine. But it was very isolating, because in every situation or every venue, then I'd always feel like alone. Sure. In a sense. And eventually I stopped putting out music for about like 8 years. And, after I started noticing like a change in the social climate in Canada, decolonization, the word was trending and it was like a buzzword. And then I just started noticing all these other artists like who've been like, you know, popping up, or people that have been going on for a really long time, like Adam, who just like kept continuing pushing the narrative. In about like 2018, I felt like it was a good time for me to like put my story out, because I felt like if it was any sooner, no, it would just fall to like deaf ears, you know? Having both of our solo projects kind of going at their own pace, and then for us to come together, we've created a new kind of thing for us to, share maybe stories that we felt like we couldn't do on our own. And for us, that's like that's what it's all about, you know. We want to bring people together and spread love instead of hate, you know. That's like something that we always try to keep in mind.
Daniel, what you mentioned about the RCMP and this idea of almost having to put away that Indigenous identity is why it's so important to have these kinds of conversations right now, because it really does highlight that these aren't systemic issues that are relegated to the past, that these are still ongoing things that are consistently being chipped away at. So I do appreciate you bringing that up, because it does underline a lot of the frustration, I think, of Indigenous music musicians everywhere, is that, you know, there was always an unspoken understanding that you had to, again, leave that behind if you wanted to have any kind of success. But I'm so happy that, you know, it didn't keep you away for too long.
Yeah. No, I think I used to describe it in a really good way. I'm forgetting it now, but it's just like when you have something like that inside you, it's hard to keep it contained, and you're always finding ways to release it. And sometimes you find really negative ways to release that, with like substances or, you know, just like not living the good life. We're just trying to like show alternative ways of, you know, being in the music industry, but also like having some integrity not veering off too far to please, you know, the the record label.
Sure. Or the status quo, right?
Yeah, the status quo.
We'll come back and we'll talk Indigenous Futurisms. We'll talk recording at the Tragically Hip studio, how your songwriting process works, and a whole lot more before our time is up. Let's get back into the tunes. You both were kind enough to supply me with a couple recommendations, some artists that you wanted to also spotlight as well. And I couldn't be happier with your choices. Before the show was up, Adam wanted to get one of Leanne Badassumase Simpson's tunes on. In fact, it's her cover of Willie Dunn's I Pity the Country. And before this block is up, Daniel's recommendation with Yahtzee's Back in Time, featuring the great Kachung. We'll be right back in just a few, kicking out this block from Ombigaze's Sewn Back Together. Turn it up and sing along with Birch Bark Paper Trails today on Gyno. Found you on my phone.
these two lips blossom into one flower underneath our tongues, wandering through the dark places that make us feel alive. Yeah, fall into rhythm. They take us and our hearts collide. Remember that night turned into morning. Electricity without touch. I was catching feels, catching up to you. Didn't know what to expect or what to do. Neither did you, but you know that you wanted to be with me since our first year, being band geeks in percussion ensemble. That's where it started. We can live this life searching for meaning beyond ourselves. Love will be our compass. Travel into the unknown. Ooh. La 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 la. We wonder, can this be forever? Or will the light we're reaching for be like the moon and the sun? Take me back, fill me up. Memories aren't enough. Please show me. Wanna dream your biggest dreams with me? Can't you see how things are changing? Don't you miss that seed we planted? Can we go back to where we started? Back to the moment we knew that these tulips would blossom into one. Our garden had only just begun. I couldn't sleep without feeling some. Without knowing that you come, tulips would blossom into one. Our garden had only just begun. I couldn't sleep without feeling some. Or wake up without knowing that you come with me to our home, wherever momentum carries our soul. So with me to our home, wherever momentum carries our soul.
This is Kachung, and you're listening to Gaino on Native Voice One.
Yama, Sagam Kanai, Yama, 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 Yama,
Yatsin's Back in Time from the Indian Yard album featuring the great Ka Chung, soulful soul man all the way up in Alaska. If you're just not tuning in, you're listening to Gyno on Biga Zay's. Adam Sturgeon and Daniel Monkman are my featured artists today. In the first block, we were discussing a little bit of their individual musical paths. And, well, as great things happen over time, these musical paths have converged. And let's spend a little bit of time talking about how this project came to be. This one's open for whoever wants to take it.
Daniel, you want to share how it all came together?
We got
a few different versions of it, but I think they're all kind of the same.
Adam and I, we're not shy about expressing that, music scenes, we've both felt pretty isolated and not seen a whole lot of representation of Anishinaabe people, but just all people across Turtle Island. And so when we got linked up together through our management, we immediately started sharing music or just like ideas, philosophy to each other, and going on tour, trying to like support each other and build their own little scene. And but we were also like really busy with our solo projects. Adam has a family and a business he's running, and it was hard for us to actually sit down and like work out some songs. But with COVID happening in the lockdown, we all of a sudden had like all this time in our hands. And I think like everyone else across the world, or especially in Canada, a lot of people have just been grinding and just giving all of themselves to corporations and not having a lot of downtime. And I think a lot of unresolved traumas started to come to the surface for a lot of people. And I know from my own experience that that's what happened for me. And all of a sudden I started to write all of these kind of emotional songs about my father and how it must have been like for him growing up, and things that I've learned through him from, his past. And so when Adam and I realized that we had all these songs, we were sending it back and forth. And, Kevin Drew was someone that I was going to ask to mix my album, because him and I have a mutual friend, and his friend introduced Kevin to my music. And when Adam and I were deciding what we were going to do with this record, I knew him and Kevin were like friends, so I suggested that that he maybe text Kevin and see if he'd be interested in. And then, Kevin was excited about the project. It gave us his studio time and at the Bath House, which is the Tragical Hit studio. And then Adam and I just kind of deciding who we were going to bring. And immediately I wanted to bring my friend Andrew, who's been in Zune and collaborated on many projects. And Adam brought his drummer and collaborator and good friend, Eric. And we went down and recorded 9 songs, 6 days, and it felt like it was all improvised. There was a few core songs, chord progressions, but the rest we just kind of made up and created and collaborated on a few songs where it was all of us coming together. And for us, this has been a dream project.
It certainly sounds like you just let the magic take over, and it's a kind of a spontaneous creation to some extent, yeah?
Yeah, totally. Yeah,
exactly. We worked on songs beforehand, but Kevin was able to take us and put us right in the moment, and a lot of our talk was like, we're trying to envision the future and we're thinking about the past, and the only way to do that is here and now, and just we existed in the moment. There were moments where we didn't even know what chords we were going to change to while we were playing. There was lots of live off the floor stuff, and be my turn to go into the vocal booth. It's like, now you got to sing. I haven't even written the words or whatever. I don't even have the melody yet or whatever. And it would just kind of magically happen. And, Kevin's production style was so interesting in that, keeping us in the moment, but it was really about us doing what we needed to do. And he brought a lot of spirit to that project.
Did you go in with an overview of what you wanted to do? And I guess what I'm getting at is I keep seeing this phrase attached with Ombigaze, and that phrase is indigenous futurisms. Is that like something that you took into the studio with you? And let's define that a little bit.
I think, like, for me,
we're living it.
We're living the future. Each of our stories is our own, and as we know, our communities gather in circles, and those circles have the infinite potential to grow, and they're always about creating safety and healing for yourself first and foremost, and then when you do that, it's for other people as well. And so we look to the past and we look to the future a lot, but I don't know what the rest of the day is even going to bring, right? So here we are now. We are living in the future. We're not relegated to these photographs that they have of us or these artifacts in museums. We're living, breathing people, living in cities, living in reserves and reservations and settlements. A vast diversity of people and stories. And that's where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, we're here right now talking about Ombigaze sewn back together. We have a little bit more time to chat before our discussion is through. It's my understanding that both of you are getting ready to hit the road here in the near future, so we'll come back, talk everything that's ahead, both individually and for the band. And in the meantime, we're going to enjoy some great tunes. Leanne Bedos Smith, Say Simpsons, I Pity the Country, her take on the late, great Willie Dunn's song of the same name, found on her Theory of Ice album coming up. Before this hour's through, the ZYG 808 with yet another one, and then coming at you also in this blog. We're going to take a little bit of a detour. In fact, we're going to come back and listen to a little bit more from Sewn Together. But coming at you right now, we're going to listen to both Adam and Daniel's separate bands. First, with Daniel's Zune and Bleached Waves. And then right after, we're going to hear Status, Non-Status, and Find a Home. Today on Gyno.